This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Last week, we asked you to come to us with your questions about money that you've always wanted to know, but maybe were afraid to ask. We got tons of responses with questions about everything from retirement to investing and loans to currency and the very nature of money. We're going to take them bit by bit. Sam Kovac Orr is a 25-year-old law student in Philadelphia, and he wrote to us on Facebook. He had a question about the future of money.
I'm curious what the deal with the U.S. continuing to use physical currency is. It's kind of bugged me that a lot of businesses are cash only, and I feel like there would be a lot of benefits to moving to all digital transactions.
You know I'm going to call you a millennial for this, right?
Yeah, for sure.
What kind of transactions do you prefer? Like, how do you like to pay for stuff?
I usually use my debit card if it's available. I haven't really gotten into the cell phone transaction thing unless I'm just sending money to a friend. But yeah, usually debit card.
What bothers you about using cash?
I just never have it. And when I need it and I don't have it, I have to use an ATM with fees. And it just seems like so much work to just buy an item when that should be a very easy transaction to me.
If you could do away with cash, like if you were not even the head of the Fed, but like emperor of all money, what would you do?
I think there are a lot of issues that might come up with access to debit cards. So I think creating like a public banking option, maybe as like a way to get debit cards into the hands of everyone, maybe just getting rid of physical cash and moving toward cell phone and debit card transactions.
Explain that public debit card. That sounds kind of cool.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I wouldn't want to isolate any population by moving to all digital currency. But I think we're having a lot of issues with private banks. And I know a lot of businesses don't like having the digital transaction option because they have to pay money to accept debit cards and credit cards. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think there's a clear public interest in having low fee debit cards that maybe the government could step in and handle.
Do you remember the last time you paid cash for something?
Yes. I think I bought gas with cash because they have the higher price for digital transactions.
How would you feel about a happy medium where fees went away maybe for people taking out cash, for businesses processing cards? Would that be better, or is it the physical act of cash itself that bugs you?
I think it's beyond just the issue of getting cash and having to pay money to do it. It also goes into government spending and creating money. I know like the creation of the penny has cost more than it's worth for a while, and it just seems to me like a logical next step with all the technology that we have nowadays.
Another Facebook commenter, Ed Morrill in San Diego, California, had sort of an opposite line of thinking.
I'm wondering, why hasn't the dollar coin ever really caught on? They seem to have released several of them into circulation over the years. They only seem to be used by like transit machines, and that's about it. Why don't people use them?
Do you use them?
I've only used them when I've gotten them as change from like a transit machine, and I've tried to get rid of them as soon as possible. a lot of people don't like to take them and are confused if they're legal tender or not.
Yeah, I mean, they are, and they have been for a while, but you're right. I feel like you pay with one of those and you get this sort of confused, like, wait, is that Canadian money you're giving me, facial expression?
Exactly. And they're not sure where to put it in their drawer. But having traveled to Europe, I mean, the pound coin and the 2 pound coin and the euro coin and the 2 euro coin seem to be very, very well used over there.
Yeah, you're right. Although I will say that I have accidentally, you know, left the equivalent of like $10 as a tip because I'm not always great with change money.
Yeah, exactly. And it's when you're paying with a 2 euro coin, that's like $3 US, and the 2 pound coin, it used to be $4 US. And those seem pretty commonplace over here, but we only have dollar bills and they don't have 1 pound notes or 1 euro notes over there.
So what do you think it is that would make people actually want to use the dollar coins instead of looking at them when they come out of a subway machine, you know, with horror or disgust?
I'm honestly not sure. I mean, you go to the bank and you can get dollar coins, no problem. It's just dollar bills seem to be so much more well-circulated than dollar coins. I never really know why.
Well, I can tell you this, having once gone to the basement of the Baltimore Fed, where they have these things in huge bags stacked and lying around, one of the things that happened is they introduced the Sacagawea dollar coin without actually taking any paper dollar bills out of circulation. So all things being equal, people still had the choice of the paper dollar as opposed to the coin. So I guess here's a question. If you had a choice, so let's say you buy a coffee from me, right? And I can give you your change. Do you want it in coins or bills?
I want it in bills because nobody accepts the
coins. Aha! All right, we're going to run this by some experts for you. Admiral, thanks so much for calling us.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Lizzie.
We are taking a break from this conversation next week to bring you some of our coverage of student loan debt as part of a collaboration with the PBS NewsHour. But we'll have answers to these questions and more in the weeks to come. If you want to submit your own question about money, something you've always wanted to know about, visit Marketplace.org, chat with us on Marketplace's Facebook page, just search for Marketplace Business News, or call us 1-800-648-5114. And yes, your voice could be used on the air.